Hello, nature lovers. Welcome to the Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy podcast. This is a podcast about wildlife, habitats, and happenings right here in Loudoun County, Virginia, with ideas and activities for you to get outdoors and explore nature. I'm Nicole Hamilton, and this is episode number 15. Today we're going to do an interview with Eleni Katsos, our summer intern, and she's going to be with us through the summer. And we'll be doing all kinds of neat activities together. So we wanted to do a quick introduction and talk about sort of Eleni's interests and what she's going to be learning over the next few months and things like that. So hello, Eleni.
Hello.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your interest in jumping in.
Well, I'm currently a rising senior at Shepherd University out in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. I'm an environmental science major concentrating in resource management. The field is incredibly broad and there are a million different things that interest me, but at the moment I've particularly taken interest with sustainable agriculture and that's implications with our natural surrounding world. I've grown up in Loudoun County and lived right off of Hurstville Road my entire life.
Oh, that's a neat area.
It is. It's beautiful. Yeah. I think being surrounded by that nature every day, it makes it kind of hard to ignore its beauty. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a huge factor in why I am where I am today. Also, when I attended Loudoun Valley High School, I had the honor of being taught by Liam McGranahan, environmental science teacher there, and his passion definitely transferred over to his students. If any of you know him, he keeps birds of prey, and he brought them into school one day, and that was an excellent experience.
Yeah, he definitely transfers that passion and everything for the natural world. It's really pretty cool. So how did you find out about Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy and our summer internship program?
Well, when I was looking to dedicate my summer to an organization, I was thinking about what would make me happy and what I feel would be beneficial to me and my community. And I love Loudoun County, and I'd like to see it stay as beautiful as it is. And when I stumbled upon Loudoun Wildlife Conservancy's website and read their mission statement, I thought, this is the place I should go to. And luckily, you know, I contacted you guys, and you interviewed me, and you accepted me for some odd reason. But I'm here, and I'm very excited.
Cool. Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. I know we have a lot of different kinds of activities lined up, from looking at our different great places in Loudoun to helping out with some of our programs and field trips and of course working with the kids at the nature camp.
It's going to be awesome.
So we have a lot of different activities. And then of course coming on all of our field trips like today.
Yes.
Eleni and I did the birding the Blue Ridge Center this morning, and that's actually where we're sitting right now doing this interview.
I realize that I have a lot to learn about birds.
And then there's the butterflies and all these others. So it'll be a good summer, I think. So what are you looking to get out of the experience in general?
Well, I think one of the beautiful things about LWC is their ability to mobilize the community to take action when it comes to our world. And I would like to learn maybe how to get people excited in a not a managerial way. I can't think of the right word that I'm trying to say. But, I mean, if you kind of just go at it without some sort of plan, a strategic plan to get things accomplished, it falls apart.
Yeah.
And I think that you guys definitely have a good basis for accomplishing those things, and I could definitely learn from that. Your personal experience with amphibians excites me a lot. I'm definitely going to tap into that knowledge while I'm here, and as well as Joe Coleman being the naturalist that he is. Just the ability to work with people that have passions other than my own that I can learn from is one of the larger things that I'm looking forward to. And I'm also looking forward to working with the children during the summer camp, because they're probably one of the easiest genres of people to get excited about it, and then they keep that excitement and it continues on throughout their lifetimes.
Yeah, it's so important to work with the kids, for sure. Kind of giving them those opportunities to get outdoors, get in the mud, and get dirty.
It's good
with
for
it.
You.
Yep, it definitely is. I try to do it myself each weekend.
I know. It doesn't have to just do to kids.
That's right. Big kids, too. So, of the things that you're going to be working on, is there anything that kind of jumps out as something that's extra special that, yeah, I know we talked through a long list on a couple nights ago, but anything that kind of jumps out?
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting to travel around Loudoun County and research some of these great places that we've been talking about. And doing some riots about that, taking pictures to show the public how beautiful a place we live in, and to get out there and go experience that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to the summer camp as well. Mm-hmm. That's just who I am. I mean, I could stay at camp all summer and be content.
Yep.
It's definitely one of my favorites. But also the stream monitoring that you might bring me in mm-hmm. on.
Yeah.
I've not really had too much experience with that, but I have some friends who are into that, and they rave about it all the time. So I'm looking forward to kind of getting into that field. I haven't ever really had an aquatics concentration in my classes, but it's a good time to start.
Yeah, definitely. I think I first took the stream monitoring training class about 10 years ago or so.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea that there were all these cool-looking bugs in the stream. And just to learn about these, like the dragonfly larva, and then,
and how they interact with everything.
Oh, my gosh,
And then the different roles in the ecosystems and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, that's anything, though. I mean, that is our environment, and that's why it's always...
just amazing.
Everything, every day there is something new to learn.
Yeah.
I don't think I will ever learn everything there is to know.
Yeah. That's what keeps it fun.
Exactly.
For sure. So, I guess anything else that we should chat about for the internship? I guess we don't have a lot of time together, but it's a few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks. I will also be trying to conduct some of my own personal research while I'm working here. As I said, I was interested in sustainable agriculture, and I was thinking about comparing heirloom variety seeds and hybrids in a natural growing condition with limited inputs, that i.e. no fertilizers, maybe some compost, but probably not, and just comparing their growth rates, percentage of plant damage from insects, and just seeing how they fare, and which one maybe is more evolved to handle growing in Loudoun County, and which is more sustainable ultimately.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm looking forward to doing that as well this summer.
Definitely in a good spot with all the different farms, and there's organic farms and traditional and all those different
great
ones
comparisons around
that
here. Can be drawn.
Yeah, then you can be watching birds while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Looking at orioles and
it sounds like a fabulous summer, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm excited.
All right, well, thank you, Eleni. It's going to be fun to have you around this summer and to work with you and explore nature together and all that.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me on board.
Great. Well, that's the end of episode number 16 or 15. Thanks for listening to our interview. And next week we'll pick up again with probably something with one of our local animals. I'm not sure which one just yet, but we'll come up with another cool topic. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you along the trails.